Well, thanks for the lovely shout out, Miss Liz. Yeah, and actually, I've got some poems inspired by that's pretty much about sex. Something I don't normally write about, but who gives a shit? Seriously, because it's something for me to, you know, be more open-minded, FYI. So this first one I performed actually a couple of days ago at the Graft, and it's composition number 69. So, it's about oral sex.
Thanks for the footnote.
Whatever. Anyway, here we go. I don't know if you can taste me, and you don't know if I can taste you. Yet you know that I can feel you as you're feeling me. That I only know is we're in the same bed and at the same time, exact time of this night. Only exploring each other and whole from the inside out. In the realest lust-like passion that only we can ever imagine for ourselves. Because it's just the two of us right here and right now. On one bed being more lust-like than in our past loves. We only see each other as a pair of animals who are lost for that long before finding each other in some random place. Lost out of our minds and getting over the world's most fucked up bullshit anyone has ever heard of in recent times, let alone at any time at all. So let's really enjoy this night and this moment, for it might not return ever again. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, sometimes you can tell I cannot read my own handwriting sometimes. I come up with a lot of stuff on the moment. So if you catch me on that a little bit, you can tell I have like the world's worst handwriting. Yeah, I'm reading it.
I think I got you beat.
Yeah, whatever.
Type it up,
I'm too lazy. I deal with computer-related stuff 5 nights a week. This is more like spur of the moment. Good thought, though. This one's called A Loop-De-Loop Into the Horizontal Slide. I mean, you could probably think about this one a little bit. You're on top of me. Roll around a bit. And before you know it, I'm on top of you. With pleasure, thrusting, and moaning included. All of this thrusting in and out of me, along going around in a loop-like circles. All of the pleasure from your form of fucking me so good has my excitement for you at a better level. Try as I might, I can't resist you at all. The last thing we need right now is a reminder why we're supposed to be innocent. We're two human beings only exploring each other's bodies and soaking up each other's pure sweat. As we're both approaching it, the time to climax after a night of legendary fucking by two ordinary people. Who knows what it really takes to somebody in bed at the still of the night. And when we wake up at the dawn of the morning, we're both so happy we have each other in our own lives as such. Something that I do not want any other way at all. Thanks. Thanks. I plead the fifth, buddy. I plead the fucking fifth. Now this one's called Inspired by Jenna Jameson, because you know the dumb blonde porn star. I'm Brunette is a reminder why brunettes rock, in bed and in there, anywhere else. Dear Jenna Jameson, I must thank you for opening up my mind so much, more things than I would ever think. So you must know that it is those brunettes that's taken more seriously. If there's one thing that has to be even told to anyone of you fellas in this day and age, don't let looks fool any single portion of you. But if you're a fool, the joke's on you. Simply because you chose to ignore the simplest of signs, seen by just about everyone else that both you and I know about it all. So what needs to be really done is take a careful look at how a brunette who was inspired by Jenna Jameson gets the job really done in the bedroom, not just on the streets where the innocent might be able to see what a brunette can truly do to keep a man in her life and her friends remain just as badassery as the brunette truly is. Thanks. Thanks. Can you use a brunette like me feel so much better? Yeah, my mom would probably murder me if I ever dyed my hair blonde. Okay, this one's called Motivated by Blowjobs. More oral sex oriented. Yeah. In and out. In and out. In and out. One moment you're inside me, the next you're outside of me. It only repeats. Just like a dick going in and out of a female's mouth, every second that a man and woman are alone in the same room at the same time. Maybe I'm that lustful in my own crazy mind, but that's perfectly okay with me, as long as I'm not like that 24/7. Maybe me giving you a blowjob right now will help my brain become more sane, as opposed to me only going insane in all eventuality of our lustful beings. So why would the two of us are being told to be normal? Sounds fucked up. Oh wait, that is fucked up to even think about for even a single minute, because it's just that much frustration, which is probably why some random and dumb whore was caught masturbating herself in public while giving a blowjob so her pussy can be fucked. Thanks. Thanks, I got two more. It's about sex if you really think about it, okay?
You have me a blowjob.
You wish.
You have me.
You wish, buddy. Okay, this one's called Jackass, and this is not in reference to the TV show. Just to set the record straight right now. It's about writing this correctly, I think it's all about having sex in public. Oh God, I might as well get out with it now, shall we? Boy sees girl, boy meets girl, and then boy finds out girl wears no panties underneath her skirt, so boy and girl go to an alleyway, and then they play tonsil hockey. So now it's hot and heavy to where boy's dick is as hard as a rocket and unzips his fly so that girl gives his dick a hand job while he finger fucks her pussy to loosen her up before his dick fucks her pussy real good. But before they probably get to fucking, she gives him a real mind-boggling blowjob. Then he eats her pussy out. Then he lifts one of her womanly legs up around her, so when his dick is thrusting in and out of her, she's screaming his name and telling him to fuck her faster and deeper because she enjoys fucking the living shit out of him, as his dick is the dick she's been longing for in a long time. And when they're done fucking the first time, they start fucking some more. Thanks. I know, right? Well, this is actually the last one. I just wrote this while Poet and a couple of you others were performing. So you never know what I can think of while people are performing. So yeah, I give you three much props, much respect, because you know, hey, it's all poetry to me. So this one's called The Angriest Sex. And if you think about it a little bit, it's about, you know, people argue and bitch about any topic, petty or not, and then they make up for some really fucking good sex afterwards. So this is probably angry as sex. For the times we argue and fight and bitch about every single topic that you and I think about, we both, after about 30 minutes, go into that bedroom and rip each other's clothes off of each other and fuck each other's brains out to absolutely no true end. Call me mad, but the angry sex we have is the best type of sex to have, because I feel so much better after your ejaculation covers my being. So be iron, you can fuck a woman better than you think you can. When the morning comes, I have the smile on my face. That sun blushes in comparison to me, since the sun can't really touch my very being, even if I'm nailed with 3rd-degree sunburn that leaves my skin all icky looking. If anything, keep fucking me as good as you have been in the past. Sex isn't that good without you. Thanks. Well, that's about it for me, so. Hey, a girl can hold her own, eh?
That's right.
So, ladies.